Once upon a time.
Into the Woods at IU's Ruth Ann Hall's Theater is a knockout. The 27-member cast shows at every moment the high level of IU's highly competitive musical theater program. Director Kenneth L. Roberson, in his maiden voyage at IU, has skillfully crafted the journeys of the multiple characters through the Sondheim and Lepine complex weaving of tales. Roberson is aided by choreographer Liza Gennaro, with major contributions from the sound design of Jack Kiefer and the lighting of Katie Gruenhagen. The attractive character storytelling costumes are by Kelsey Nichols. Christopher Roten's set designs are always in the service of the tales. Terry LaBolt conducts as he leads the singers and his 11-piece ensemble. Sondheim and Lepine have woven the stories of Cinderella, the Baker's Wife, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Little Red Riding Hood together, along with Rapunzel. For good measure, they throw in guest appearances by Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. It's a dizzying amount of narrative, only slightly aided by the graceful narrator Nick Pappas. Wishes, their fulfillment, and their danger are the focus of Into the Woods' cautionary tales. We're told to be careful of what we wish for and the perils of both success and failure, but that all must go into those woods. It's a fast-paced show, and especially in the first act, it's mostly dialogue and action with little reflection, concluding in more or less success for the wishers. The second act is darker with more opportunity for those reflections. There is comedy in the show at IU. Little Red Riding Hood's appearance with a wolf fur outfit instead of a red cape got a laugh. The agony duets of Robert Toms and Joey Birchler as Cinderella and Rapunzel's tree-hugging princes were very funny. The production of Into the Woods is a very good one, but keep in mind that the IU cast is young, and they, along with Lepine and Sondheim, are better at the fast-paced segments. Reflection and thought take more skill and perhaps simply more life experience to bring off. One of the final lines from Lepine and Sondheim's Into the Woods is, "Children will listen." It is true, they will, but only adults will understand. The IU production in the Ruth N. Hall's Theater plays through Saturday, April 22nd. At the Theater for You, I'm George Walker.